That law is the state's spending cap. It's supposed to make sure the state doesn't spend more than its residents are making. It's based on income and inflation rates, and the committee says they can interpret one part of the law to mean the spending cap doesn't have to include certain long-term debt. Democratic State Senator Beth Bye of West Hartford is the co-chair of the Appropriations Committee. She says the committee decided that long-term expenses like
teacher retirement, jurors retirement, state employee retirement, and other post-employment benefits represent long-term indebtedness, and that that should not be counted under the cap.
Ellen Schimitz of Connecticut Voices for Children says reinterpreting the cap allows state lawmakers to prioritize immediate needs.
Do you want to prioritize the interest payments on debt, or do you want to prioritize the basic responsibility of government?
But University of Connecticut economist Fred Karstensen says by moving money around without saving money, lawmakers are just going in circles.
They can't avoid the spending cap. So we might be in kind of a budgetary cul-de-sac.
Appropriations Committee co-chair Beth Bye says she's consulted with attorneys, and they've told her this interpretation of the spending cap is legitimate. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.